This following episode contains spoilers for the film or films being discussed. You have been warned. We all remember the big moments in the movies we see. The big set pieces, the famous dialogue, the twists, the naked times. But film is an entity made up of hundreds of little moments that either make them special or relegate them to obscurity. We are here to talk about those moments. Welcome to Movie Microscope.
Kick it, Movie Microscope.
Today's episode is Swamp Thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this Movie Microscope. My name is Nick Nunziata, and I'm your gracious host. Alongside me, the erstwhile, magical, vomit-inducing, cough-suppressing Justin Waddell. What's going on?
I mean, not much, Nick. You crushing it?
Powering through Earth, you know, just powering through like Vic Morrow.
Have you visited TMZ today? Sam Raimi, TMZ, front page news, getting divorced. TMZ is reporting on it.
I didn't know he was married.
He's married for a long time. Has 5 kids. Learned that from TMZ as well. His wife is filing for divorce. Sam Raimi back on the market. Nick, what do you think?
A lot of people have accused us of being a TMZ.
What does that mean?
We got too many Zooms.
Sam Raimi, a little bit cherubic, right? Is that the correct word? Kind of a cutie. You know, like a forever young looking face.
Rod Stewart giving him a kiss on his little rosy cheeks.
I think he's going to do well on the market.
You know he's going to wear a suit to the date. There's no doubt on that.
For sure. I think he's going to be hot property, and he's going to be talking in that little, he has a little kid voice, a little kid face.
Probably a freak in the sack.
You think so? Do you think he's good in bed? That's what I'm, TMZ did not discuss this aspect of his life. I figure that's, yeah. They maybe get into it. Known for being a little bit of a scrapper in the bedroom betwixt the sheets or something, but no, nothing on that. Nothing on penis size, but he is on the market.
Nice.
Nick met the family tonight at an Italian restaurant. My uncle's in town who I love. Saw some people. Anyway, went to the bathroom.
I like where this is going.
Headed there and, you know, bathroom is locked. So I was by a room with a, you know, it was like a room with a bunch of people in it. You know, like, let's say 30 people. Guy was talking to the people. And I thought that was a little odd, you know, in a restaurant. Started talking about the Great Replacement Theory, Nick, which is a widely debunked conspiracy theory. I think relatively new. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But when we left the restaurant, people had a... There was a QAnon sticker on one of the cars. There's a QAnon little conference in this Italian restaurant, just slinging conspiracy theories.
My brother-in-law pointed out the
bumper sticker. Yeah, I guess you're right. I almost shouted in there. Here's my great replacements theory. The replacements are great from Minneapolis.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves, great football movie. And then did you get cavatelli with a little marinara sauce or cavizzo with a little marinara sauce?
I didn't get that. I did get shrimp scampi. Pretty tasty. Is that a dish that you like? What's your main go-to at this
I worship shrimp. I mean, I'm all over the map. I do worship shrimp scampi. I do miss my mom's. She made it very, very special.
Fucking nuts. You know what I'm saying? And they were together and they were old.
And here's what's weird. I don't know much about QAnon. I know it's bizarre. And I know what beliefs is that. I think there might be something about babies and blood. Is that the thing? One of the things?
Well, you're asking the wrong guy. I think you're right. I think there's some stuff with that. Caviezel certainly in that group. But
okay, well, more power to him. I just think it'd be great if somebody goes off in this wild tangent and then says, can you please hand me the garlic bread?
I just think it sucks to be at a restaurant and some dude starts giving you a speech. I'm like, I'm just trying to, what? You know, maybe they're obviously there to hear him, but.
Maybe you didn't stay long enough. You know, maybe the guy like dropped his napkin on the floor and he said, waiter, can you please replace this?
No, I heard enough. I was waiting for the punchline because I was waiting for the bathroom. So I just thought he was joking. He wasn't, Nick. He was talking about governments, one government. COVID. I think it's a COVID conspiracy. I try to Wikipedia real quick. It doesn't matter. that was weird.
I'm sure we have some people listening to this that subscribe to that. We're trying to tell you that you got it perfect. You're killing it. Anything else going on?
I think I'm offending our conspiracy-leaning listeners. Okay, I'm sorry, guys, if that's the case. Were you at Aldo's Italian restaurant in Roswell tonight?
Holy crap, Aldo's. So that restaurant has been around for a very long time. I worked for the restaurant that spun off from Aldo's.
Oh, is that true?
1989 to 1993, I was a waiter at Alto Belli's, and the two proprietors had come from Aldo's.
Do you think you would know any of the people that worked at Aldo's still, or no? You didn't know those guys?
I didn't know those guys then. I only went to Aldo's once, and the one I went to was in Sandy Springs, or like between Sandy Springs.
That's what I meant. It's Sandy Springs. That's where I was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Roswell Road.
Now, but I do listen to Aldo Nova on the regular, so is that good enough? One of our lovely listeners put a bingo card together.
That's so nice.
And I'd love to share that on our Instagram. I'll ask if it's okay that we do. I think it is. But it is a very delightful thing. And I almost think, not that I want to give them more work to do, but you know, bingo cards, there's a variety of bingo cards. You know, like there's some with different setups so that not everybody gets bingo.
Of course.
I'd like to think that we could probably add another 50 ideas onto that concept and create a host of different bingo cards so that people playing at home theoretically could succeed or fail on their own merits. And I certainly don't want to cater to them. I accidentally have already incorporated two things from the bingo card into today's conversation completely unintentionally. You know, we need to build it, but I do appreciate it, Elizabeth. Thank you very much. It's wonderful.
That took some work. And
our buddy Rob, after berating you on the phone about your Madrian spin, also got a kick out of it.
Yeah, Robert suggested Madrian to us, and his idea was we do all four Rocky movies. I poo-pooed the idea. He called me out over the phone, screamed at me. I believe it was a lot of screams. I went into kind of a fugue state. I kind of went inside my own brain to protect myself, but I did apologize. I fumbled out an apology to him. Did he accept it?
Yeah.
We're doing kind of a half his idea this month.
We're keeping at least the Adrian part in one shape or another, and it's not going to be easy and it's not going to be great. Just go ahead and say it now. On the show, we call the Movie Microscope, ladies and gentlemen. It's a show where we zoom in. We take out Nina Cherry's recyclables. We swallow life's beignet, plug an extension cord into Satan's boombox, throat sing into a thresher shark, pop out of a urinal cake and sing happy birthday, get all swole at the Library of Congress, play rummikub with our bests, watch a movie through a set of destroyed, diseased, sandblasted eyes that have gazed into the sand and had to course through us, realizing it's just glass, tiny, and watch a movie so it makes a breakthrough with Alexi listeners. So if we're talking about Medicine Man, we wouldn't talk about the scene where Sean Connery finds the cure to the Black Plague in the 20th century and then burns it because he has to look into Lorraine Bracco's disgusting, sad, swollen face and just can't bear it, while John McTiernan sits on a weird, rickety chair, observing in lieu of jail time. Let's talk about the little moments. A ton of them in this one, baby.
First of all, Rummy Cub, when's the last time you brought out that game? Has it been a while?
I've never played it in my damn life.
I bought it within the last couple of years because my boss likes it, and I have not opened the box yet.
It's like the Lament configuration, but worse, is my guess.
Who else was in Medicine Man?
I think it was just Connery, Bracco in the forest.
There had to be another dude in there mixing it up. It wasn't like Cuba Gooding Jr. or anything, was it?
I can hope. Maybe it was like, was it an Alexander Gudinov just after his death, just chilling?
No.
I really don't remember dick about that dick.
Can I ask, did that movie ever get a sequel?
No, but I saw
it. Wildly popular. You're right, Bracco.
It was meant to be it. Yeah, nobody. Jose Wilker and Jose Lovat. So no, it's literally Connery and Bracco in the jungle whipping ass.
He had a ponytail in that movie, Nick.
He did.
He certainly did.
I bet you it was a hilarious set off camera. He's like, cut, and Connery's like, would you like me to tell you about when I beat my wife? Rain Bracco is shimmering in her pants.
Yeah, he was a bit of a douche, old Sean Connery, fuck him, but he produced the best. He produced Jason Connery, so that gets a pass from me. Everything bad he ever did, he made the best.
Connery, I love him so much. I can't not love him so much.
But you can love him and also admit that you're kind of probably a bit of a scumbag. Talented dude, obviously. R.I.P.
Maybe.
He left the world. Wait, when did he leave? When he out?
2020. He left us during the pandemic.
Did he? But Gene Hackman. He went out.
I hate these fucking photos people take of him at the gas station. He's trying to live his life. He's got, what kind of paparazzi wants to show how old Gene Hackman is? What is
they dinged him? They dinged him for wearing the same clothes. I was like, shit. That's my MO. I wear my same outfit every day too. Well, Sean Connery getting dinged and he's like 93. Gene Hackman.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Einstein lauded for it.
Did Einstein have a closet full of the Sams? I didn't know this.
We're doing a big one today, ladies and gents. The Swampin' Thing. A movie from the early 80s that sucks.
First of all, this is a huge movie for me because I watched it daily on HBO when it was on. I don't know why it fascinated me. My memory had filled in scenes that do not exist in this film. Like, I had embellished it.
There's a lot of visceral stuff for me based on Fangoria magazine stuff from back then. You're right. So hardwired to my brain. So many images from this movie. But I didn't realize this until this viewing. Because the return of the Swamp Thing came into theaters when I worked at the movie theaters. It's a bad movie. But Swamp Thing's voice made me so happy in that movie. And I was expecting that amazing voice in this one. And it doesn't happen. As a matter of fact, it's almost unintelligible half the movie when he's talking.
It's Ray Wise's voice, correct? The whole time?
I hope not. I hope it's Dick Durr.
There's something about it. Well, first of all, this movie's insane. Because Ray Wise plays Alec. What's his last name?
Holland.
Alec Holland, the scientist that becomes Swamp Thing because of a tragic accident or whatever.
Minor accident.
Dick Durack was a stuntman. You read this trivia, right?
Yeah, of course. And I've had cats named after him. I'm no stranger to Dick Durack.
They shot Ray Wise in the Swamp Thing costume. They shot every scene with him in that costume and every scene also with Dick Durack because they suspected that it wouldn't match up because, you know, Ray Wise is teeny. And so they just end up cutting all the Ray Wise in suit stuff.
They should have reshot all the stuff in the lab as Alex Holland with Dick Durack. First of all,
I love Ray Wise, though. I love Ray Wise. So
his potato chips are unparalleled. DC comic movie, Bernie Wright's in the legend, rest in peace as well, Alan Moore. You know, this thing has a great lineage and obviously hamstrung by its budget. Just what a quirky little one-track movie.
It's definitely got its own thing going on. It's got its own flavor. It's you're right. Swamp Thing's got a great legacy in the comics. Like, it's a great he's a great character, great stories. I don't think Wes Craven, who wrote this movie, knew much about Swamp Thing, but he still gets
or
some
anything
fun,
else because he's
fun details in this movie. It's just something that he certainly didn't love this movie, and its reception was pretty dire. It didn't make any money.
One of his best, though, because he sucks.
I disagree with you. I like Wes Craven. I was surprised this was before Nightmare on Elm Street. I did not remember that. This almost killed his career, Nick, so you would have been thrilled if it had finished it off, I guess.
His career wasn't great before this.
I mean, he did Last House on the Left, right? Did Hills Have Eyes before
this? Like I said, 0-2.
Yeah, I don't love Hills Have Eyes, but I mean, those are movies that you could watch on a Sunday. Yeah, like you could watch those movies late night.
No, I mean, they're iconic, exploitive, old school horror movies. I just never liked them. That's not a problem. I mean, obviously, he did Deadly Friend and almost redeemed himself. Serpent in the Rainbow Rocks. First Nightmare is okay. Scream, you know, I feel about Scream. I'm just pushing buttons more than anything. So the opening credits to this are adorable.
They are.
There's two opening texts that are over the top and unnecessary that are adorable.
Of course.
If you love shots of swamps, oh my God, you're in for it.
There's a lot of real swamps in this. Let's just get it out there. It doesn't seem like they ever made a swamp on set. It just seems like there's real swamps to the left and to the right, you know?
I'm sure you read this. They thought about using the swamp from Creature from the Black Lagoon, but they chose to shoot it in South Carolina instead. In the Charleston and Monk's Corner area, which was a lovely part of the country. I can't imagine it was in the early 80s, but looks like a goddamn swamp. Looks like Southern Comfort could have been filmed there.
Yeah, let's go through the cast real quick. Who's in this bad boy?
Arcane.
It's fucking best. Arcane is the bad guy, played by?
Louis Jardin from Octopus.
You got Ray Wise, who we mentioned, who is from RoboCop and Twin Peaks. I mean, he's been around forever.
Darkman.
Lately a Silver Fox. Was he in Darkman? I can't remember. He's one of the henchmen.
I mean, he's got to be. I don't want to think I'm wrong.
There's a similar Darkman sequence to this. There's like a lab murder spree in Darkman. Scientists going through a tragic accident.
Such a great movie.
I love Darkman, yeah. Don't remember him in it. You got David Hess.
Dead.
Yeah, he did die. He plays a character named Ferret. You got Nicholas Wirth, who was in Darkman as well, actually. The bald-headed Nicholas Wirth. You got Reggie Batts, who is this young child actor they discovered and was in this movie and this movie only.
Yeah, he's a toughie. He's a tough look.
I kind of liked him.
Yeah, I'm mistaking it for RoboCop.
Dick Duroc, you mentioned. And of course, who's the star of this film?
Madrian Barbeau.
Bit of a legendary actress, bit of a scream queen. But what are some of her credits, Nick? What do you remember her fondly from?
The Fog.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And from looking like somebody's aunt and being considered a scream queen.
Creepshow.
And she's considered a sex symbol.
Escape from L.A. or Escape from New York, right? Wasn't she in that? She's like in a ton of stuff, man. She's one time John Carpenter Bay. Kind of a good actress. Well, you don't think so?
She's whispered trash.
I don't know what that means. Barbeau, man. What a great last name.
Daughter of? Isn't she the daughter of somebody?
Is she?
Yep. She has two parents.
That's this huge zoom. Her middle name is Joe without the E. Just wanted to. She's got a bunch of upcoming. She's a voiceover actress. Like, she's all over the place, man.
How the hell is she not called Joe Barbeau?
such a good question. And if she was, we would not be doing this movie this month, you know? Joe Barbeau, what a fun name to say. Mm-hmm. She's got a insane career, man. Oh, yeah, she was uncredited in The Thing. She played the computer voice. But she has an incredible name in this, and I wish you would tell us it right now. This is a Zoom, Nick. You should have written down her name is Alice Cable. What a great name. What a movie name.
I can't believe you made a deal about that and we're still talking about it.
They keep yelling Cable at her, you know, and let's be honest, this is around the time that Cable was coming to fruition. So maybe that's what they were celebrating.
You talking about in X-Force or are you talking about?
Talk about the TV landscape forever changed, Nick.
The overall premise of this film is a scientist has figured out how to fuck plants up and do some cool plant shit. Mm-hmm. And it's super valuable. And his invention costs him where he is sabotaged and turned into a swamp man. And he takes the fight back to the fighters.
He does. He,
and sulks like a little bitch in the swamp.
He's kind of like a little bit of a swamp boy in this. Sulking, acting sad. And then every once in a while, throwing a roof off a car, you know, and just, he doesn't do too. Actually, the damage he does in this movie is relatively quaint. He does cute damage, Nick. You know, I think if they made the movie later, he'd be ripping limbs off, you know? And at one point, he does crush someone's head, but even that's kind of cute.
And the guy does an awful leg twitch at the end there. Two movies in a row where people have a death twitch. Exactly. In our conversation, you had mentioned, and I'd felt this way too, that the costume work was so good. Oops.
So that's one of the main things I remembered was how real and like kind of it just looked like to me, like when he got shot, I just remembered how it looked like, you know, someone was shooting vegetation. I was like, oh, man, it's really cool. And then it just looks like a rubber suit, you know,
it looks like somebody barely put stuff over a guy's clothes.
Yeah. And so it doesn't I mean, I think the mask, the head area is kind of iconic, although he does look kind of just like a sad old dude. You know,
it looks like Alan Ritchson a little bit in some of the scenes.
I was Dick Duroc had to be a tall drink of water, I guess, right? Like he had to be. But what would you guess? A 6'5"?
I'm going to say 6'3", probably all wet. He's in the swamp, though, living his life.
He's a swamp boy, Nick. Who hates swamps the most in this? Who's not a fan of swamps? Well, Alice Cable. She doesn't like swamps. And so she, the beginning of the movie, she is on a helicopter flying toward this.
We get to watch swamp, it in real time.
Swamp-based scientific facility where they're doing these experiments under heavy guard. And she's on her way and she's a little nervous about dropping down into the swamp. She's afraid of alligators. She doesn't like them. And this is something that our hero shames her for, that she doesn't appreciate the beauty of a swamp. You know, he even shames her before he turns into Swamp Thing.
So let's pull back a little bit. I can think of four movies that we've already done on this show. Five that involve swamps. Five all right. already. Just.
All right. I'll try to guess them. The only one I can guess so far is the first one that you mentioned already.
Cause.
We did Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. We have Uncommon Valor has swamp sequences.
Does it?
They're in the gruff and grumble. I had another one, and then you threw me off with the mention of, let's see. I
threw you off the Empire.
There's another swamp. Oh, there's a swamp. What's the Stallone movie where you, Kristen Slater, perfect movie?
Oh,
Bullet to the head. That's got a swamp in it.
Is there a swamp in Hard Target? There has to be.
That's the other one I was remembering, yeah.
Yeah.
His mama took one. And then I bet you there's even more. I think Heaven's Prisoners has some swamp element to it.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I'm saying is, man, what a rich tapestry that we have with swamps so far.
Swamps are a little bit of an underrated location for movies. Seems well used, though. After you start ticking them off, I'm like, shit, man, does every movie have a swamp?
Did Crawl have a swamp?
Everything became a swamp, I guess.
And then, of course, movies that we haven't yet done, there's that movie that's got one word title that we saw it made in Atlanta that was so bad. Was it Creature or?
Oh, God, Creep?
No.
Or it was called Creature. I think it was called Creature.
I think it was called Creature. Yeah.
We saw that together, didn't we?
Yeah, crazy locally made dog fuck. And then
I saw it started off in a swamp. I hated it. It's not good.
Obviously, Annihilation has some swamp-based activity.
It does.
I mean, we should go on for days talking.
I think, listeners can come chime in. And what movies do you remember that feature swamps? What a fun word, by the way. What a word that got it right, you know? Yeah. That's a word that just lives up to what it's describing, what it's named after, you know, what it is. Swamp. Yeah, of course. Any other land describing word can hold a candle? Tundra?
Squalor.
Don't even, you know? Although I do like tundra as well. Squalor's pretty good.
Swamp Thing, what a cute name he has.
I love his name.
It's a very good thing. So this helicopter takes forever to land. We get to watch them put all the landing gear so they can hop on out. We get to watch all that in real time because it's the 80s. And then we see there's this group of people playing grab ass in the swamp, and it doesn't make any sense to me. This group of camouflaged douchebags that work for Arcane who are feeble as nut. I don't understand it. It looks like they're just playing guns out there.
They do look like they're on a paintball team, but whatever they're doing, it's pretty nefarious. There's a guy that's not dressed like a soldier that's in a boat, and he suspects mayhem. He's out and about in the swamp in his little boat, and he tries to sneak up on these dudes. What happens?
He's dead.
They capture him, and they kill him in a normal way.
He pulls a snake out of his pants.
The main bad guy pulls a snake out of his pocket and makes the snake bite this guy's face, and then it leaves him to die, which he does. But he pulls the snake out of his pocket.
Yeah, it's out of his pants. I mean, generally out of his pants pocket, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a good start. That's a good start to a movie. If you're pulling snakes out of your pants, that's a start.
This is the bad guy played by David Hess named Ferret. He's the main bad guy till he gets killed. The main bad guy is Arcane, who played by Louis Jordan, as you said, Louis Jordan. And he's like this kind of rich guy, British. Just what, Nick? Does he's just kind of there to steal secrets and steal the government shit. But these are his henchmen, and this guy's the featured henchman. He's like a headband, very noticeable. I think he was in other Wes Craven stuff.
He also looks as if he's midway through the life force transformation at all times. It's like if Roddy McDowell was halfway towards becoming life force, that's what Louis Jordan looks like.
That's what his note was from the director. So perfect. He nailed it. So this is Adrienne Barbeau's first day. She's come to work and replace actually someone who was killed on this in this scientific group, eaten by an alligator or a crocodile, one of the two.
Allegedly.
She shows up to work, immediately is engaged with Ray Wise, you know, who is the lead, like the main brains in this operation, working with his sister. They're both brains, but he's the guy. They're doing these plant experiments. And Ray, what does Ray Wise do like immediately?
Gets flirty.
He's flirty with Adrienne Barbeau, like really into her.
He sexually harasses her in this movie.
You mentioned that to me and you're not wrong.
He kisses her after he makes a discovery and they have just met.
So he takes her, first of all, he takes her out on the swamp because there's a busted sensor she notices. There's like all these sensors around the swamp and one of them is busted. And so he suggests they go out together and have a little bit of a, you know, sensor investigating party, but he's really trying to investigate her body, you know?
He wants, yeah, his swamp sensor is going off big time.
And he is just laying on thick as they're, she's trying to do her job first day, make a good impression. And he is very impressed, you know, by what she's bringing to the table.
He's acting like, you look like my aunt.
Acting like a creep. She's mad. She's because she thinks that he's married to who turns out to be his sister. So she's kind of rebuffing. She's like, hey, look, you know, why don't you just anyway? So
you're not my type. I like people who are mostly chlorophyll.
They return to camp. Everybody's mad at them because they're not supposed to go off alone. They're under high security at this place. But what happens pretty quickly here, Nick?
There's a light that says penetration on it.
That does happen.
Are you talking about like where people just really want his stupid plant serum and they blow his place up?
They make some weird discovery before they get invaded by these bad guys. Like they make this discovery, like this solution that is kind of like a explosive solution, causes extreme quick plant growth. He's thrilled. He can't believe it. It's a huge breakthrough. And then the bad guys come in and they ruin everybody's day and life.
Yeah, I think they're working for Ortho and they're hugely upset.
Bad guys slaughter everybody in this lab, Nick. They hold the sister at gunpoint. They say to Ray Wise, they're like, look, give us all your shit. Give us your notebooks. Give us all your experiment stuff and we won't kill your sister. But the sister makes a break for it. They shoot her in the back.
She had it coming.
Adrian Barbeau, by the way, knocked out during this. Poor Ray Wise then tries to also kind of make a weird break for it or do something, and he catches himself all on fire, spills all the shit on him, catches him on fire. Then he runs away, jumps into the swamp.
Very memorable scene. Obviously, huge origin story for Swamp Thing himself. Here's what's wonderful about this. He jumps into the lake. Literally the next scene, I believe, Adrian Barbeau is being attacked and he emerges fully baked as Swamp Thing the next day, which makes me super happy.
Of course. There's no transition. They don't show him transforming into Swamp Thing. Can't afford it. But what's interesting about this scene is it's a really great man on fire scene. You know, the real person running in flames towards the water. In the trivia, the guy that did it, he came up with the way to do it by standing beside a pool, lighting himself on fire with different chemicals, and then jumping in the pool to see what would last. You know, I don't know. That's how you make the telephone.
Rage Against
the
Machine cover. Yeah.
I mean, dedicated to his work. Wonder if he's still doing it. Wonder if he's the go-to.
He's in hell. He's in hell where he belongs, killing it. So this movie has something so delightful in it. Adrian Barbeau is stunned by a 60s karate chop.
Twice.
It makes me so happy to see it.
Yeah, the main bag, the ferret, the guy, he keeps karate chopping her neck.
There was a time when that was, like, was it $6 Million Man or whatever? There was a whole era where that was the beginning and ending of pugilism.
Why do you think that they do it? You think because, you know, punching her obviously is, it's just a bridge too far. Do like a neck karate chop is kind of cute and quaint.
Zero choreography. I think that's the true answer. Don't have to hire an expert. You can just karate chop her and the audience is blown away.
There's a bit of Mission Impossible thing that happens here with the Arcane is disguised as one of the people on their crew. And he pulls his face off.
Of course he does.
They're like, Ritter, what? How could you? And he's like, I'm not Ritter. I'm actually Arcane. Pulls Ritter's face off.
I love that. I love the fact that Mission Impossible features our lovely Henry Zerny, who played Ritter in the Jack Ryan movies. Ties it all together.
Look at this. Look at this zoom in.
Adrienne Barbeau is on the run. She's hidden one of these journals. So Arcane's people want to clean up all their mess. And they are dopey as hell trying to take her out. She falls down over and over again.
She also fights back.
In her hand.
She does fight back a little bit. She kills a guy right away. She punches a guy. She later knees someone in the balls. Like she fights back. She's not a damsel in distress all the time. But a lot of times she is on the run and falling. You're correct.
And she has a ridiculous child sidekick from time to time who's tough to enjoy.
That's Reggie Batts, who I think is kind of fun in this movie. You don't like him, huh?
He's tough.
He's kind of the comedic relief.
Oops.
Yeah, he's a 13-year-old kid that is working at this gas station that she tries to hole up in for a minute, but the bad guys are on to her. But he helps her a little bit. And then Swamp Thing brings him back to life later on.
Both of them. Swamp Thing revives himself, them.
Yeah, Swamp Thing's a little bit of a healer. Like, if you had him on your dungeon crawling team, surprisingly, he would not be the he would not be the fighter. He'd be the healer. Isn't that just astounding? Our Adrian Barbeau would be the fighter. So I'm thinking of being there like,
Cleric. You're going
to jump into the battle?
That's Green fucking cleric. Works.
He's and he'd be like, I got to heal you guys.
He has sex with Heather Locklear in the second movie. And how that works is he manifests an endive that she partakes of. And then are transported into a dream state where they have fantastic fuck. It happens.
I don't remember this.
He secretes like
what?
I don't know. But
what do you mean he manifests an endive? Is that supposed to be his penis?
Into this dreamy state where they're coupling. The question is why don't?
Why does she have sex with the Swamp Thing? Because he is kind of hot. I guess is that why?
Yeah.
Swamp Thing's a little bit of a sex symbol. Is that what you're trying to say?
And he's got 80%
vegetation, but 100% all man. You know, they call him Swamp Thing. They call him a Swamp Thing, you know? They couldn't even, like...
And he's got a green thumb. That itself
seems like a little bit of a criticism. A name that he can't live down. I mean, it looks like a Bigfoot, sort of.
They can't identify what he is, but they know it's solid.
Look, he kisses her. We did mention this. He does embrace her before he turns to Swamp Thing. He gives her a big old smooch on her first day at work, and she doesn't know him, you know? And he's her boss, I guess, in a way. Maybe not. Maybe he's not, but still inappropriate, right? Later on, she does have a thing for Swamp Thing. You're right.
Because he gets way more attractive.
He does get a little bit, yeah.
And he saves her ass a titload of times. Mm-hmm. His strategy in combat is amazing. Stand in front of bullets, stand in front of boats, stand in front of trucks, and receive grenades.
He doesn't have his fighting style figured out yet. Like I said, he's a healer. He does stand by stuff, and he's not very fast. He's just kind of powerful, but it's like he's like a newborn. He doesn't know what to do with that strength. So he just constantly fucks up. At one point, gets his arm sliced off. It's just the cutest thing that happens in this movie is him losing that arm.
It happens in the second one, too.
Does it? I don't remember the second one.
Just as cute in the second. Between Val Kilmer and Dick Durock, we got elbows covered, man. Nailed it. There is an unfortunate Wilhelm scream in this movie. Nobody needed it.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. This is all about getting the two adversaries into a tete-a-tete. They're on a collision course with one another. Mm-hmm. And Arcane seizes the last of the data he needs to recreate Alec Holland's experiment. Mm-hmm. And he throws a rope-a-dope on one of his dudes. What happens? A little Moroian.
Oh, so you fast forward. Outcome. You fast forward through everything. Is that cool with you?
That's 100% cool with
me. So what happens at this point is Adrian Barbeau and Swamp Thing have connected. She is no longer afraid. In fact, she bathes nude in front of him in the swamp, a swamp that she hates, like, by the way, but he shames her.
Yeah.
And so then she decides she's going to go topless and bathe in there. Now there's a cut of this, I guess European cut of this movie where she's really naked, but that's not in this release, but they grab her later when she's done with her bath and that enrages Swamp Thing. He gets his arm cut off, whatever. They capture both of them, right? They capture both of them and take them back to the bad guy state. This is what Nick is talking about here, is he does something bad to one of his henchmen.
The one from Darkman. Yeah, he accidentally slips the serum into his cocktail.
Accidentally. Meanwhile,
a bunch of people are at this. Well, there's a whole bunch of people there for a dinner party. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, this dude's he gets praised and then gets turned into a laughing stock as he mutates into a cutie.
He mutates. So he's this big guy, big bald guy. He has kind of saved the day, found this notebook. His boss still tricks him into drinking the serum, and he transforms in front of this dinner party into a little person in makeup.
Yeah, like an imp.
And he then...
Who I thought was unintelligible, but later on he's got plenty of dialogue, which I liked.
Yeah, he jumps up on the table, and then so the bad guy then interrogates Swamp Thing. He's like, how come you got Swamp Thing, you got all powerful and big, and this dude
sucks?
And he's like, well, this drug, this serum, it just makes your essence, your true essence become more pronounced. And so I was a badass, cool guy. And the dude that this dude isn't, he's a small, weak person. And that's good enough for the bad guy.
He's stupid.
That's good enough for the bad guy. Cause he then decides he's going to knock back some of this juice.
Well, he goes and talks to Dickie Dore. Yeah. He gets the ants. And then, but what I love is, man, I remember this being such a badass creature.
It's so bad. It's the worst, actually. Nick, I didn't even remember it. Here's what I remembered. I remember the bad guy having makeup on his head. Like, I thought he was still him, the actor, But there was like a crazy like partial like animal thing on his head or something. But he was still. But no. He cocoons into kind of a werewolf type thing.
They say it's a boar, like a wild boar, yeah. But it sucks.
I mean, it doesn't suck. It's kind
amazing.
Of incredible.
It's,
yeah.
And then I told you on the phone. I remember him having a sword, and sure enough, for some reason, he grabs a sword. I guess he wants to be in this D&D party that's performing. A chaotic evil addition to the party late in the game.
Yeah,
you got your
grabbed the sword off the wall.
You got your dwarf. You got your cleric. You got your
yeah. You do.
It is sort of a D&D party. But, yeah,
it kind of is. What would Barbeau be? I guess.
Yeah, you said she'd be a fighter.
She's a fighter.
She'd be more of a fighter with a low dexterity because she falls down all the time. And then you got a guy who can conjure a snake out of his pants.
So then he, by the way, is dead at this point because Swamp Thing has crushed his head when he tried to kill Adrian Barbeau for the 40th time in this film. But anyway, they're in prison. They got Swamp. They're in a little cell at the bottom of this house, in this mansion. And Barbeau's trying to get Swamp Thing to reach into the sunlight. There's some sunlight coming in through this tiny window. And she's like, sunlight, you know, helps you. It makes you grow or something. I don't know. She said it, you know, gives you power. I was like, how does she know that? But it does, Nick. And he puts his fingers. Yeah. Finally, he has enough energy to put his fingers in the sunlight. Takes 3 tries. And he grows his damn arm back, which is just in the nick of time.
Yeah,
and just for the battle with the
bat, great, it's,
you know,
a great hand. They he breaks all the chains. They get the fuck out. Little guy helps him, and then he torments Arcane for a second before pissing off. I guess he's still alive somewhere, which makes me happy.
Who is
the little guy?
Oh, he's still out there. Yeah, the little guy. He trips Arcane, and then he starts ripping him for getting tripped.
Yeah, and then he disappears while Arcane goes and follows Arcane.
And he says, "I'll see you in the fall." He said, "That's the last thing he says to him. I'll see you in the fall," because he fell.
Of course.
Because he also says, like, did you have a nice trip? You know, the same old, but I like that. I'll see you in the fall. Is that actor still around, or are you talking about the character still around?
He's gone. Oh. Character, though. The character survived the film, which gives me hope that eventually.
So they have a battle royale in the swamp between these two costumed idiots, and they're just ass up and down in the water, Nick. And it's just dirty water.
Adrian Barbeau gets stabbed right in the pleasant spot, and he has to heal her.
Gets stabbed by the sword. And he got to get his cleric powers out to heal her. And in the middle of this fight, he heals her and then goes back to scrapping. He does stab with the sword this boar creature. And the boar creature has root beer blood, it looks like. It is foamy. Yeah, root beer.
It's a super zoom.
It is a weird movie, Nick. You sped through it. I don't blame you. But the swamp is full of ghosts, yeah. They say. And it's also full of wild boar creatures. What was that?
I dropped a bottle. I love this because after all the smoke clears, mm-hmm. Her and Swamp Thing are having a heart to root. She is trying to get him to go back and do science looking like a weird piece of shit. Mm-hmm. Now, earlier in the film, he's in his lab breaking beakers like a crazy person with those giant swamp hands.
Of course.
And she offers to be his hands, and you get a glint in his eye when she says that. I'll be your hands. And he's like, good God, I could feel it.
But
he decides to be a absolute puss and just wander out into the swamp like a sad sack.
He's going to live in the swamp and just commune with the orchids there and stuff, whatever he's doing. Like, he doesn't want to bother her or ruin her life by being this big green thing in the middle of it. I don't blame him. A little bit selfless, really. She's like, whatever. She's like, I need to know what this, I need you to manifest an endive. Where are you going?
Yeah, pronto. She's like, I need to take you back to my house so you can keep the air fresh.
Yeah, but they don't scrump.
They don't.
It's too bad.
But he carries her around like a weirding all the time.
Just carry around.
The Swamp Thing carrying a woman is a good
look. Well,
there's
a couple of these throwback shots for like these old like Universal monster movies or whatever, right? Like obviously the inspiration for some of these shots. And that works.
Like when the snake's coming out of his pants.
That works. I mean, some of it works for me. It's just goofy. I watched it on Tubi, by the way. If you're going to watch it, don't watch it on Amazon. It is so blurry on Amazon.
Not only watch it on Amazon, but watch it on Amazon while wearing dark sunglasses.
You can also buy it for $1.99 on Apple, but I did not buy it.
Movie's almost worth watching because at the end they thank Radio Shack.
So for
during the credits, which do indeed roll, and there's not really a lot of great stuff in there, but do you find anything of value?
I did find they had the groupie from Motley Crue here in the credits, so I thought one of the groupies from Motley Crue, which was nice to see. A little RN in here.
Don't have
Rhoda Neal.
Yeah.
Pretty good. What a wonderful guy that guy is.
That's Neal. They have the telephone that they use to get the actor onto the set of Tokyo Vice. You got KH in his.
Ken Horn.
Got to break out the Ken horn.
You know, I got a guy working at the bar here, a little pretentious at your local bar. Doesn't just serve drinks, Nick. Please call him the AB.
I don't have him.
Art Brewer. Come on now.
Tim Conway, one of his lesser characters, is on here. He's a metal guitarist that's on his knees. You see DD? Dave Dockendorf.
It's one of his lesser known person. You got any more? I didn't have many.
I have several more. You want to talk about how hard a penis can get? DD.
I don't have a DD. It's your second DD you threw at me. I don't have either.
Dick Durock. an early attempt by Clint Eastwood to create an iconic character. You got WM, you got William Munns.
Oh, nice.
So close. He didn't nail it. I also have Mary Salter, Bennett Choate.
I have Bennett Choate and Mary Salter, but I couldn't think of anything fun to say about them.
Tonga Knight, which I thought is just a weird.
That's not a very big cat. Like, but, again, not a movie with a lot of people making it.
The silver lining is less people got embarrassed to be involved, you know? Look, you got to get a tat, man, from this movie, what you put on your body.
I might do that pocket snake and tattoo a pocket on me with the snake coming halfway out with a hand around right. it, like pulling it out of the pocket, but all of it tattooed. So it's a right. little confusing. Like, it's not my, you know what I'm saying? And then when I put my hand by the hand pulling out that snake, that copperhead, whatever it was, what was it?
I don't know.
I'll do that.
I'm just going to get a little Slim Good Body bullshit on my body where all the swamp thing, almost like the wounds of Christ.
Yeah.
But where all of Swamp Thing's injuries happen on my person. There's so many. Stigmata of Swamp.
You got shot so many times in this movie.
Bullet holes in the back. I got the place where the arm got severed. I got the where my heart was broken when Adrian Barbeau left the swamp. His sister gets killed. He barely gives a shit. I got the Swamp Thing stigmata on my body.
He does sad sack off into the sunset. That's how the movie ends. He's just roaming away from the sun.
He's such a waif.
You think Adrian Barbeau would have entertained staying with him? Do you think she was true to her word?
I don't know. All I know is in the script it says swamp equivalent of somebody sitting in the bleachers during the prom. Look, you have to have a sequel or a stinger to this movie. How you putting it? Swamp Thing is sitting down on a submerged stump next to a bullfrog after the credits roll. And the thing just shrugs at his ass. Bullfrog sizes him up and shrugs the fuck out of him. And Swamp Thing sighs like reconciliatory. Frog sitting there staring at him. Swamp Thing's looking around, trying not to make eye contact. Boring ass swamp. Frog says, "You just let them boneyards just walk on out of here, didn't you?" Takes another look at Swamp Thing, shrugs, leaps into the water, leaves that bitch alone. Swamp Thing all sad in the swamp for the rest.
Similar to mine. Mine is very similar. It's post-credit sequence. You see his severed arm crawling across the swamp. You know, it's still moving. You know, it's part of him and it's trying to find its way back to its body, right? And then it happens upon Swamp Thing, who is resting in the bushes, you know, against a tree. And it looks and it sees Swamp Thing has both arms grown back and it doesn't have a place anymore. And it looks at Swamp Thing and says, "Oh," and Swamp Thing looks at him and Swamp Thing says, "Oh, I'm sorry." And then the arm starts crying and it fade out. What do you think?
I love it. I was hoping it would attach and he would have three.
No. And then as the credits fade, you just hear a gunshot. Arm offs itself.
Look, you have to have a business associated with Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Where are you going to roll into the universe?
I mean, how do you describe the costume?
Ass. Ass fitting.
This is perfect. I'm making Swamp Thong. You know what I'm saying? It's a thong, but it has made out of the same material as this costume. It's rubber, and then it has fake green moss stuck all over it.
The graying green shade, yeah.
Swamp Thong. What do you think?
I like it. It's like mine are similar too. Mine's very similar to that. You're at the potato chip aisle, and you see this little box of cute little green snacks. And they look delectable. Just a hint of sugar, it says in the box. And you eat them. And if you eat them in the sunlight, they keep recharging in your hand. You take a bite and you're holding it in the sun. Next thing you know, it's all full again. You can keep eating the same piece three or four times.
Oh, wow.
Swamp Thins. Pretty good. Yummy, rechargeable meats. Yeah.
Right.
Turns out it's actually made from his actual, you know. Little bit of Swamp Thing in every bite. Dick Durock.
I had a joke about Swamp Thing. You want to hear it? Long time ago, I had this joke. Let's see if you think it's funny. Why is Swamp Thing such a loyal friend?
I don't know.
He's always sticks by you. What do you think?
That's pretty great. Sticks by you. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
That's great. Look, you're in the movie. You've been added to the running time.
Interesting.
What shape is your performance
shape? Shaped is my performance take in this movie. Well, I would be one of the henchmen. Also is curious after everybody's been sipping this solution, this potion, and getting weird. I would do it too. And so I would take a gulp of it. And then the next day, that boar-like creature would come over and go, whoa, why haven't you changed? You look perfect. And I'd say, well, it just made me better at Wordle. What do you think? That's my character.
It's pretty good in 1983.
Mm-hmm. 1982. Yeah. Well, yeah, I know it doesn't quite make sense, but it's supposed to kind of, it's supposed to power your, your essence, what you're good at.
I was torn for mine because a part of me wanted to be a canderer that swam up Adrienne Barbeau's piss stream and lodged itself in her urethra. But instead I'm going to be another local who's invited. I get a really nice RSVP card in the mail to go to this fancy dinner. Super excited. And I don't have a lot of friends, but I'm a sophisticate. I'm very excited that this rural area is getting a little bit of culture, and I am so thrilled. I'm wearing a tuxedo, and I do have a nice meal. I meet some new people, but things go a little weird because someone gets turned into a bald dwarf at the table. And I stand up, I throw my napkin onto the table, and huff and puff and storm out of the room. And make a big scene out of everything. Because I actually, it mentioned this not in any way at all on the RSVP. I felt like an absolute idiot because I actually have dwarf watching clothes that I could have worn. I got a perfect set of dwarf shrinking watching clothes that I could have worn.
Of course, for this event,
and nobody said,
What a missed opportunity.
So I storm out of that.
You're like, it's insane.
And I tell Arcane, I'm never going to be your friend.
Honey, how was your dinner in the swamp? Was it great? What happened? You won't believe it. Remember those dwarf watching clothes I bought the other week? They're just sitting in my closet.
Not even in my top 10 swamp dinner.
Right. What a bust.
Look, man, you got to create a game associated with Swamp Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mine's the easiest thing in the entire universe.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's a game that is, it's like the game of telephone. It travels through the air. There's no board. Mm-hmm. It's something you know or you don't.
Okay.
Maybe you'll stumble across a couple of kids sitting on a stoop playing this game, and you'll be blown away watching them pantomime it. Kids are both shaking their hands and then reconciling, and one is winning and one is losing because they are playing a frantic game of Duroc scissors paper and making money.
Does Duroc win every time?
It's hard to form his likeness with your single hand.
It is, yeah.
But you can get close. You can get close.
Yeah, it looks like him.
It does win every time until 2009 when it lost.
How did he die?
Probably lack of sunlight. Poor guy though, he took it.
Well, we created my game that I'm going to say during this with the D&D, the dungeon crawler game with the characters from Swamp Thing itself, 1982's. And you can have any character you want as long as they appear in this movie in your four-party dungeon crawling group. What do you think? So you obviously take Barbeau, you take Swamp Thing as a healer, but who else would you take? So let's just say the fighter, Barbeau, and you got Swamp Thing as a healer. Who else would you take? Who's the magic user?
Well, you don't have to have
you one don't. Who's the rogue?
That's the boy's name, Jewel. What's the kid's name? Jewel.
His name is maybe Jules in this.
Starts with a J.
Something like that.
I wouldn't take him. Well, yeah, I'd take my pickpocket would be the little cutie, the shrunk.
Yeah, the guy. Yeah, of course. But there's got to be a fourth that makes sense. You got the crazy guy. You could take him, the ferret. He's got a kind of a role-playing name even. He's like the loose cannon that might betray your whole party.
Yeah, man, that's tough because unfortunately the sister doesn't make it very long.
No, she doesn't. Wes Craven's wife's in this movie, by the way. Did you know that?
I think it's his daughter.
No, I think it's his wife. Mimi Craven.
I think it's his daughter. It's his ex-wife.
She's still out there? She's still. How's her COVID?
She spent it without him.
I mean, for God's sakes,
he went tits up.
She returned to acting, in the late 2021.
Some would say she never started.
You don't remember her from 2002's Vampire Clan? She's like Wes.
About a bunch of racists.
Wes, can you throw me a bone, bro? I don't want to be in Vampire Clan. Amy Craven in this. What's her Instagram look like?
Hungry Cowboys, Wes Craven. Look, man, you've got to insert one of the rock creatures from Noah into Swamp Thing.
Of course. Well, of course I would. I mean, thank you for the opportunity. That rock creature would come down, try to protect everybody, and would drink the solution. Like, grab the solution before someone can knock it back and drink it its own rock creature self, you know? And what do you think that would look like? It's already crazy looking, but its essence is what? It's just more rocks?
A Rolling Stone gathers no moss, so it couldn't become Swamp Thing.
But their essence is so pure, like there's, and it just amplifies that essence, so it would become smoother rocks, like
maybe a fabric softener,
maybe like a rock creature that looks like it's been smoothed over in a rock tumbler, you know, just like looking all shiny.
Yeah, a little tumbled rock. I like that. That'd be great. Peacocking around the forest. Of course. I like this.
What about you?
I mean, mine is, these guys have had a hard go. They do a lot of bidding for folks. They build entire arcs. Right. You know? So he's in the jail cell with them, just chilling, minding his own. You know, he's got his elbows on his knees. He's just chilling out, enjoying kind of just an anonymity. And Swamp Thing obviously sticks his fucking fist in the sunlight, saves everybody's ass. Rock Guy was watching him break out, and Swamp Thing looks over, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just chilling. I'm just chilling, man. And that rock dude just lays on back, man, in the cell. And the dank cell just puts his hands behind his head, chills back, chills out.
I like this. Wes Craven farts. Not married to Mimi Craven very long, so I'm sorry I speculated. I do love the...
She looks very young, so I assume it was his daughter, but yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, man, you're on an island. You've been trapped here all these years, gathering debris from various films. Now it's time to take something from Swamp Thing.
I mean, I know what I'm taking, but I don't want to do you wrong.
No, you can have it.
I'm taking Swamp Thing himself. I'd love to have him on my island. What a great buddy. You know, what a fun friend. Yeah. I mean, he's depressed, obviously, and kind of sad a lot of the times, but also not that loud, surprisingly. He stays out of your way, so you can just kind of have some meaningful moments with him when you want to. And that sounds actually disgusting as I say it. That's not what I meant. I don't want him there to kiss on. I want him there to just, you know, kick back and chill with, like you were just talking about. But he seems like someone that's just be up for it whenever you want to hang, you know? I don't imagine myself getting sick of Swamp Thing is what I'm saying is, can you get sick of him? Can you have your fill of Swamp Thing? I don't think so.
I would on my island.
You would?
Because he's a do-gooder. I don't want him going around and trying to fix shit.
I know. Yeah. Well,
I want him to leave my shit the fuck alone.
He's got a tool belt on my island. He is going around fixing my stuff as I'm sipping lemonade. Swamp Thing! You know, just yelling at him. Oh, my name's Alec, actually. Swamp Thing! Fix that. But you're right,
I wonder if you could get him to secrete coconut juice.
I'm listening.
You know, various delicious fruit offerings from his plant body.
That's what I had in mind. Just want to be friends.
He sits down and goes, "Ooh, one of my mangoes is. I'm sitting on one of my mangoes. Would you like it?" And he pulls it off and he tastes.
And you hear me from my island, Nick. Do you want a swamp thing? Do you want a swamp thing on your island? Do you want one?
I cannot understand dry heaves, so you have to speak a little bit more clearly.
Go ahead. What would you take?
I'm taking his notebooks. I want to read. I want to learn about science. Mm-hmm. I want to use some of my downtime while I'm recuperating and rehydrating to read, learn about nature, learn about science, learn about experimenting, learn about witchcraft and stuff. No, what better way than with Alex Holland's successful journals, proven effective journals.
All seven you take?
Yeah, it's like the Encyclopedia Britannica sitting behind me on my rock wall, and I'm just proud as a nut.
Yeah, you know, like the Jedi text.
And you'll see me rifling through those things from time to time. What is it? Page turners, they are not.
Yes. The best is the sacred Jedi texts.
Page turners, they are not, is probably the least convincing and most amazing line of dialogue in that movie.
I love it so much. Here we go, though, Nick. You would take these notebooks and you would actually put them to use. Would you start to experiment yourself?
I would, but I don't know shit. I'm bad at this. So I would be cutting corners. You know, it's asking for, you know, 6 milligrams of God knows what. And I'm grabbing, you know, maybe a fistful of sand and tossing it into a larger fistful of sand, hoping for results, you know, spread a crab's legs and throw sand in the middle, hoping something good happens.
Did you even crack one of the notebooks, or are they just sitting out? I don't remember the...
You're like, those are upside down, Nick.
I just kind of scammed them and skimmed them, Nick, but I didn't see anything about throwing sand at a crustacean's crotch in this. I might be missing.
Spread them. Yeah, well, and the thing is, I think the underneath the crab, the wide ones are boys and the thin ones are girls or vice versa. You, the part you can peel up and look in.
Yeah.
So I'm throwing sand in there and the crab is making horrified squeals. I think we're doing science. I think you're about to be really thrilled with the way things work out. Mm-hmm. And all I'm doing is just sanding up a crab. And Alex Holland sitting on your island, watching me on my island with his books, shaking his head as I throw a pine cone at into the ocean and say abracazam and hope for the best, you know? Did I make Swamp Thing? And I'm facing the wrong direction. Yeah, it's just not good.
Yeah. You want the notebooks. You don't want to have to look at the words in the notebooks. You don't have to expend the energy it takes to flip a cover open and look at page one. Is that what I'm getting? It's too much of energy for you even to burn the notebooks. They're just sitting there. Yeah, I feel you.
I don't know the recipe for that as well. Mm-hmm. In my defense, mm-hmm. when I get frustrated, I do run around the island with a makeshift arcane sword, making arcane sounds and running around looking like an arcane.
The best ever is his name is Arcane. They named him Arcane, Dr. Arcane or whatever. It's the best.
Rising up through the ranks, assimilating at every turn, finding my stride through obstacles in my brain. Underneath this cloak, he reaches for his gold.